Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app. Go to the Apple and Google store, download our app. Carry Devil Radio with you 24-7. Listen to your favorite shows. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. Many of you asked that we put it on there. Very simple reason. Every day, there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts in this state promoting Trump, the big lie, the attack on democracy. And the clearest voice and the strongest voice standing up to that is Devil Radio, all of Devil Radio. So if you want to support Devil Radio, you have some ideas, click on the link. It may give you some more ideas. Colin Powell passed away. He's a great man. I admired him overall. The one stain on him is that he was one of the people that pushed the Iraq War. The Iraq War falsely claimed that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. The European investigators hadn't finished their work. Hussein said he didn't have it. Turned out he didn't. Colin Powell went before the United Nations and lied and said that they did have him. George W. Bush lied and said that they did have him. They blamed it on the CIA. I don't accept that for a minute. I think what happened was that after 9/11, George W. Bush was in very tough shape in the polls. Yes, there's a momentary surge around the leader, but I don't know if you remember at the time, George W. Bush had been accused of using cocaine, and he gave a statement that made it worse. He said, "I haven't used cocaine since my father was vice president." That's a direct quote. His father became vice president in 1980 when George W. Bush was 34 years old. So Jay Leno had gone on. Remember Jay Leno? And he used to do those fake history things. And he had one of these fake things where a limousine comes pulling up and the voice goes, "Here comes the president, President George W. Bush." Wait, President George W. Bush is getting out of the limousine. He opens the door and there's a cloud, massive cloud of white powder comes out. And everybody laughed. He was afraid he wouldn't get reelected in 24. He invaded Afghanistan, which I supported, believe he had to. So the Osama bin Laden was there. We had to clear them out. But that wasn't enough. He had to do something else. So he invaded Iraq. And they had to gin up a reason. You can't just invade a country. So they lied and said they were weapons of mass destruction. And a lot of Democrats voted for it because they're afraid to vote against a declaration of war. You may think that's strange. Let me tell you something. And there's an historic example that's compelling. If the United States goes to war and you're opposed to it, you are toast politically, believe it or not. A fellow named Abraham Lincoln was in the House of Representatives in the 1840s. People don't remember that. He was a congressman. And the Mexican-American War came up and he opposed it. He said, "Why the heck are we invading Mexico?" He was so unpopular as a result of that in the 1840s, he couldn't run for election. In the 1850s, he was part of a two-man firm, Springfield, Illinois. Then he ran for Senate, and he ran against Douglas. Lincoln was anti-slavery. Douglas was at least for slavery in the southern states. He lost. Then he runs for president. 1860, thank God. Everybody laughed at him. He said, "You know, you're so weak. You were opposed to the Mexican-American War. You're in a two-man law firm in Springfield, Illinois, and you're lost for the Senate. Who the heck are you?" The luckiest thing that ever happened in this country was that he got elected and eliminated slavery. Anyway, that is the deal. That is the deal. And that's why in 2002, right after 9/11, they invaded Iraq, and Colin Powell was part of it. On the other hand, Colin Powell has a very, very compelling history. Born in Harlem, grew up in the Bronx, was in ROTC, went into the Army, distinguished general, head of the Joint Chiefs, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, National Security Advisor, Secretary of State, and except for the Iraq War thing, was very, very good. The reason I raise him now is he died of COVID complications. And the right-wing anti-vaxxers are now trying to say, wait a minute, if Colin Powell gets vaccinated, if he gets vaccinated and he dies of it anyway, why should we get vaccinated? I want to give you the answer in a much deeper way than the media has done it so far. First of all, he hadn't gotten the booster, by the way. He'd gotten the two initial shots, but not the booster. He got COVID before he got the booster. Okay. But still, he got two shots. That should have saved him, right? Well, two things. Number one, he had a condition called multiple myeloma. It's a blood cancer. What it does is it fights off any ability to stop infections. It fights off vaccines. Only 45% of patients with multiple myeloma get the correct antibodies that can fight off COVID. Only 45%. You and I, it's about 98%. You definitely should get vaccinated unless you have multiple myeloma. And then you should really get vaccinated because at least you have a 45% shot. Because you'll have a zero shot other than that. And it's not just people with multiple myeloma. People with HIV. People who had organ transplants. People with other cancers. The vaccine will not be as effective for them, but it will be zero if they don't do it. So I don't want to hear people whining and go, well, Matt, you get the benefit of what, 97, 98, 99%. I have multiple myeloma, the guy says, and I only get 45%, or I have an organ transplant or whatever. Okay, Jack, deal with it. Go ahead, don't get vaccinated. And then how about 0%? 0%. Only 45% of people with multiple myeloma get adequate immune response from the vaccine. 25% get some partial response. That's 67%. Poor Colin Powell didn't get the correct response, and that's what happened. He also had Parkinson's disease. He also, at 84, the older you get, the more attenuated it gets. The more attenuated it gets. I'll tell you what, 2.7% of the population that is in the hospital, 2.7% are just people that got vaccinated and nevertheless they had to go to the hospital. You're good between 97 and 98, 99%. But almost half of the people hospitalized on COVID breakthrough are the people who were impaired. In fact, more than half impaired because of cancer, because of HIV or an organ transplant. So here's the deal, guys, okay? He had a blood cancer. The blood cancer interferes with his getting adequate immune response from the vaccine. It's not his fault. Part of the fault are people who don't get vaccinated. Why do I say that? Because what happens right now, there's something like 60 or 70 million people in this country who refuse to get vaccinated. 60 or 70 million people refuse, and I'm not talking about kids, refuse to get vaccinated. That gives the virus doesn't have intent. It doesn't have volition. It doesn't have some idea of what it's doing. It's just simply recombining their variants. And the bigger the pool of unvaccinated people, the bigger the ocean it can swim in, and you can get variants. Right now, there's a subvariant, a Delta subvariant, which now has hit something like 7 or 8% of the cases in the UK. It's also present in the United States, and they're madly researching it to see if this is more transmissible than even the Delta variant, which itself was more transmissible than the previous version. And it'll keep going on like this. And someday there will be a variant where you'll need a totally different vaccine. One way to prevent that is for you to get vaccinated. Yes, you. Yes, you. Right. You know, you get flu shots. When you're a kid, you got measles or mumps or polio and all that good stuff. People get smallpox shots, the whole bit. You won't do this out of what? Vanity? What? Because you think you're a libertarian? All you are doing is giving a license to the Delta variant and now the Delta subvariant, unfortunately, to play around in the ocean, splash around in the ocean. This is a metaphor. It's not an ocean. It's an opportunity. 60 or more million people. And suddenly there's going to be a mutation. Suddenly something will come up. You have seen the artist's renditions of the virus. And it looks like a round ball with fuzzy spikes coming off it, maybe a tail. One of them will just have mutate and it'll have no spikes, or a lot bigger spikes and scarier ones, or more spikes, or furrier spikes, or less furry spikes. This is a metaphor. And one of those mutations is going to find a way to defeat the vaccine. What you are doing in not getting vaccinated is enabling the spread of this virus to others. And yes, you may die and you may go to the hospital more than anybody else, and you will. But even if you dodge it, all you've done is satisfied your vanity of being a libertarian, and you've endangered everybody else, friends, coworkers, and people you meet, including kids, especially kids. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Oh, no.